Occupational therapy for autism spectrum disorder. Autism spectrum disorder, ASD, affects how a child communicates, relates to others, processes sensory information, and manages everyday routines. While every child with autism is unique, most experience varying degrees of challenge with daily living skills, sensory regulation, play, attention, motor coordination, and participation in school or community life. Occupational therapy, OT, is one of the most practical, skill-focused supports for children with ASD because it targets what the child needs to do every day, at home, in school, and in the real world. Occupational therapists help children build independence, confidence, and comfort in their routines. The word occupation in OT does not mean job for children. It means the meaningful activities of daily life. Dressing, eating, writing, playing, learning, managing emotions, and interacting with the environment. What occupational therapy aims to achieve in ASD-OT does not cure autism. Instead, it helps a child function better by strengthening skills and reducing barriers that make everyday life difficult. Goals are usually centered around independence in self-care, dressing, toileting, bathing, grooming, feeding, better participation at school, sitting tolerance, classroom routines, handwriting, following instructions, improved play and social participation, turn-taking, imitation, flexible play, shared attention, sensory regulation, coping with noise, touch, movement, transitions, and unexpected changes, motor development, balance, coordination, posture, strength, fine motor control, emotional and behavioral regulation, calming strategies, frustration tolerance, flexibility. A key strength of OT is that it focuses on function, small improvements that make a big difference in family life. Common challenges OT addresses in children with autism. 1. Sensory processing difficulties. Many children with ASD process sensory input differently. Some are over-responsive, easily overwhelmed by sound, light, touch, or crowds, while others are under-responsive, seem to seek intense movement, touch, or pressure. Some children show a mix depending on the situation. OT helps identify sensory patterns and builds strategies so the child can stay regulated and engaged. 2. Fine motor skills and hand use difficulties may include holding a pencil with control, cutting with scissors, buttoning or zipping, building with blocks or doing puzzles. OT improves hand strength, coordination and precision through structured, playful activities. 3. Gross motor skills and coordination. Some children struggle with balance, jumping, catching a ball, climbing or coordinating both sides of the body. These challenges can affect playground participation, confidence, and posture at school. OT supports core strength, planning movements, and overall motor coordination. 4. Activities of daily living, ADLs. Children with ASD may find routines hard due to sensory discomfort, difficulty sequencing steps, resistance to change, or low motor skills. OT breaks tasks into manageable steps and teaches them using visual supports and consistent practice. 5. Transitions and emotional regulation. Shifting from one activity to another can trigger distress. OT helps children prepare for change using routines, visuals, timers, calming tools, and predictable transition strategies. What happens in an OT assessment? An OT assessment is not only about testing. It is about understanding the child's functional abilities, sensory preferences, and daily challenges. The occupational therapist typically gathers information through parent and teacher interviews, observation during play, and task structured checklist or standardized tools as appropriate, review of school performance and daily routines, sensory profile and motor skill screening. The therapist then creates a personalized plan with measurable goals, practical targets that matter to the child and family. Key OT interventions for ASD. 1. Sensory integration and sensory-based strategies. When a child is overwhelmed or understimulated, learning and behavior can deteriorate. OT may use sensory integration-informed activities, where appropriate, and sensory-based supports like deep pressure, weighted items, firm hugs if tolerated, compression garments, movement input, swings, trampolines, scooter boards, oral sensory tools, chewy tubes, crunchy snacks, drinking through straws, sensory brakes built into the day noise reduction supports, headphones, quiet corners. The goal is not to avoid all sensory triggers, but to help the child tolerate, adapt, and self-regulate. 2. Building self-care skills. OT teaches daily skills step by step, toileting routines, brushing teeth with visual sequences, dressing using adaptive methods, e.g. tag-free clothing, easy fasteners, feeding independence, spoon use, cup drinking, table sitting tolerance. Therapists often use task analysis, breaking tasks into small steps, prompt fading, reducing help gradually, and positive reinforcement to build independence. 3. Feeding therapy support when OT provides it. Some children with ASD have selective eating due to texture sensitivity, rigidity, or anxiety. OT can help with oral motor skills, chewing, biting. Sensory tolerance to textures and smells. Gradual exposure to new foods in a structured way. Mealtime routines and seating posture. Importantly, feeding support is done gently with respect for safety and the child's sensory boundaries. 4. Fine motor and handwriting readiness. OT may work on pencil grasp and hand strength, pre-writing skills, lines, shapes, visual motor integration, handwriting formation and spacing endurance for classroom work. Therapists may also recommend adaptations like pencil grips, slant boards, alternative writing tools, or assistive technology. 5. Play skills and social participation. Play is a major occupation of childhood. OT can support functional play, using toys appropriately, pretend play foundations turn-taking, and cooperative play, joint attention and imitation, in play routines. OT often uses play-based approaches to make learning natural and enjoyable. 6. Environmental modifications and visual supports. Sometimes the environment is the barrier, not the child. OT can recommend changes like structured workstations, decluttered spaces to reduce sensory overload, visual schedules and step charts, timers for transitions, seating supports for posture and attention. These tools reduce anxiety and increase predictability, which is often essential for children with ASD. How parents can support OT progress at home? OT works best when strategies are carried into everyday routines. Helpful steps include: follow a consistent routine with visuals if needed, practice goals in small doses. 5-10 minutes daily can be powerful. Use clear, simple instructions and show the child what to do. Celebrate effort and progress, not perfection. Create predictable transitions using timers and warnings. 5 minutes left. Keep a communication notebook or messages between therapist and home school. Families don't need to do therapy all day. The aim is to embed skill building into natural moments. What progress looks like. Progress in OT may be gradual and non-linear. Signs of improvement can include fewer meltdowns during transitions, better tolerance of grooming or clothing textures, increased independence in dressing or feeding, improved sitting tolerance and attention, better handwriting control or use of scissors, more flexible play and participation with others. Even small changes can significantly reduce stress for the child and family. Conclusion: occupational therapy is a cornerstone intervention for children with autism spectrum disorder, because it targets real-life skills, sensory regulation, daily routines, motor development, school participation, and independence. With the right strategies and consistent support, children with ASD can build meaningful skills, participate more comfortably in daily life, and grow in confidence, one achievable step at a time.